News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Technological age even has now exposed children to iPads, tablets and computers at very early ages in both the home and school environment. We hear loads of conversations about the damage this can do to children's well-being and their mental health. What is less discussed though is the impact it might have on their eyesight. Joining us now is Professor James Lockman of Eye Research Ireland. James, I suppose it seems logical if you're looking at a screen for a very long time, it's probably not the best for your eyesight, is it?
There are certain things that looking at a screen up close to your eyes, whether that's a computer screen and you're in the office all day or a telephone, that you know is now becoming almost a part of our wardrobe to carry around with us, that it's going to have some impact on your eyes. And one of the biggest impacts that we're seeing is that kids are becoming short-sighted at a much earlier age and many more kids are being affected now.
Wow. And this is because they have I mentioned computers and tablets earlier on, but really it's phone size devices that they have in the main, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean children are using smartphones now almost exclusively. They're much more than say their iPads or tablets. So the kids are the biggest growing market, if you like, for smartphones.
Yeah.
Smartphones are certainly, we would think, and certainly the evidence from some of the research we've been conducting shows that this is a factor potentially in kids becoming more short-sighted. But it's a complex picture. There's a lot of things going on in children's lives which is affecting this. Historically, kids, it would have been down to your genetics to a certain extent. If your parents were short-sighted, as a child, your chances of becoming short-sighted were related to that. More and more nowadays, we're seeing that it's actually the lifestyle of children that's affecting things. So they're starting school earlier, they're doing more reading, there's more focus on education for longer periods. And now more recently, what's happened is that, the smartphone has become ubiquitous almost.
Okay, so there's an obvious concern there and we can't ignore that reality. Mm. I suppose the question parents listening this morning will be asked is, what can we do about it? Because it's not really realistic to say, oh, well, you're never having your smartphone and you're never having an iPad in front of you again, is it? Yeah.
Well, I mean, just to talk about the concern that's there, some of our research kind of has shown that parents aren't really concerned about their kids being short-sighted. They see it kind of as a bit of a lifestyle inconvenience and that, their children have to wear glasses and that's really the extent of the problem. But the reality is actually very different. If you're a child who becomes short-sighted, you're actually at increased risk of becoming blind in older life. And in Ireland already, it's top three cause of blindness in the working age population. In Europe, it's the leading cause. And across Asia, it's now kind of being short-sighted is almost the normal state of the eyes. So we're starting to see the same patterns here now. In Europe and the US, the amount of people who are short-sighted has doubled in the last 30 years. And we're expecting it to double again in the next 30 years.
And as you say, the implications later in life can be hugely serious.
It's blindness, yeah, potentially. I mean, not to overly worry.
Yeah, we don't want to terrorize. Parents.
But if your child is short-sighted, the message really is that we shouldn't be managing it just by giving a pair of glasses. We should be managing it by trying to control how fast that progresses. So by doing that, if we keep the progression levels down, so if we stop them becoming more and more short-sighted over time, we can keep the risk of developing some kind of blinding condition, whether that's just a cataract, for example. We keep that risk as low as possible.
Okay, what's the message for parents this morning, though? And look, I'm one of them. My kids spend too much time. Sure, look, I spend too much time on screen, but I'm an old fella. It doesn't matter as much. What's the message to parents this morning?
Yeah, I think parents maybe need to pay a little bit more attention to the level of use that their children have it. In our study, 7 hours a day, our children were spending on their phone. It's a lot. That's equivalent to the amount of sleep they should be getting on a daily basis or nightly basis. So it's a lot. The reality is we're not going to stop children using phones. That's part and parcel of their lives. That's what they're growing up with. So I guess the main things we can do is maybe balance that a little bit with more time outdoors. That's one of the protective factors that we know helps against myopia, that if you spend more time outdoors, involved in sporting activities, for example, but where you're not looking at a screen or something up close to your eyes, that can help.
Are there tricks when they are on their screens? Are there tricks? I mean, if they hold it further away, is that better?
Yeah, I mean, further away is likely to be better. Regular breaks is likely to be better. Again, just splitting it up that we're not doing extended periods, all focused on this. For anyone that is short-sighted, you know, we're conducting this clinical trial now, so we're looking for volunteers. We're looking for participants to get involved in that. So if any parent or grandparent or whatever is worried that their child is short-sighted and maybe at risk of developing some kind of blinding condition, we can help to slow down that progression. So, you know, simply they can just contact us and get in touch with myself, or, you know, we have a clinical trial email
at iResearch Ireland,
at the Centre for iResearch Ireland in Dublin Institute of Technology. So the email is mosaic@dit.ie, so it's just mosaic@dit.ie, and they can contact us and we can enroll people in the trial who are eligible. So any children between 6 and 16 years of age.
Okay, we will leave it there. Pretty sobering stuff indeed. Professor James Lockman of iResearch Ireland, thank you indeed for that. We'll be back in a moment on News Talk Breakfast with Paul Williams and Shane Coleman.